Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got, Eva Rosenberg is going to be here. We're just having a little technical difficulty getting her lined up and everything, and so we're working on that. And so we'll have Eva up pretty soon. One of the things that, of course, you know who Eva is. Eva is... she's one of our top tax experts in our brain trusts, and so she's got several things she wants to talk to us about, and we'll get those on the table when she gets here. You know, the one of the things that of course I hope you filed your tax your extensions. We just passed the period now by a day for filing your return on your extension and paying your taxes. And paying your quarterlies, right? You got to do all that, and so got mine done. Had to write a check, and that wasn't all that much fun, but you know, the fourth quarter, there's still some things that you can do in the fourth quarter that you need to pay attention to that the experts will tell you about that you can do in the fourth quarter to affect your taxes for next year, for this year, I should say, for the ones you'll file next year. And there are a number of retirement plans that you can begin, even though you're not funding. You don't even have to fund a lot of them. I'm not the expert on this. I'm just reminding you about some things that we've learned. And so those are some things you can work on. Another thing to think about as you do your year-end tax planning, one of the things that's benefited us. Small businesses that Congress finally did what I consider to be their job is the Section 179 rules on direct expensing and the R&D deductions and all that sort of thing. They finally did those right, got them and made them permanent instead of year to year. So this is the first year in a long time that you've been able to plan, for example, your capital expenditure purchases. You knew January 1 of this year what you were going to be able to expense, and as opposed to previous years where we didn't know until the second or third week of December if they were going to renew it or not. And so a lot of purchasing plans didn't turn out very well, and because you can't deduct something that you don't put in service. It has to be in. It doesn't matter when you bought it. It has to be in service and available to you to work. It has to be by December 31st of any given tax year to be deductible, whether you're depreciating it or whether you're expensing it. So the new Section 179. Elements are that you have a half million? I always forget. So they were talking about going to a million, but it's at least $500,000, which covers most small business expenses. So if you're trying to, this includes some vehicles, it includes any kind of a machine, any kind of equipment that you use in your business that you can, not real estate. Real estate's different, but maybe. But it does include some leasing, some leasehold improvements. It does include that. But these are capital items that you can expense this year, not depreciate them. So you write the whole thing off in 1 year instead of depreciating them. So this is something to think about as we wrap up the year. You know, what do you need? Are you having a good year? you know, if you're having a good year, you're having a taxable, you're going to have, you feel like you're going to have a taxable situation where you're going to owe more taxes, especially more than what you've already paid, and you don't know about next year yet. But if you're having a good year, maybe this would be the time to buy. I've got a friend who just went out and bought a truck because he knew he was going to need a truck before the end of next year, and he, because of his tax year this year, he went ahead and went out and bought a truck, and he bought it a little bit early to get it in service because he knew how it was going to affect his taxes. So you may want to look into something like that. Now remember, you're not in the 100% tax bracket. So when you say you can deduct it, you can't deduct the whole thing. You can deduct the whole thing, but you only get a percentage of the taxes, right? So it's not a credit, it's just a deduction. So think about that. We'll take a quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.